Blog Talk Radio.
Say, man, y'all done made it to L.A., so, you know, we got to live our best lives, you know?
I ain't going back and forth with these niggas.
Greedy, what you want to do?
I'm rolling with y'all.
Okay, well, what we going to do is we're going to hit the town, we're going to get it in,
right.
And we're going to do what we do. Feel
right.
Me?
And most importantly, we got to smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on! We gon' start this thing all right. Groove all in the motherfucking house. Come on, come on. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Fingers up in the air, and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow. I'm living my best life.
My bitch. A lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Thank you. right, y'all. Here we go. We're going to try this again tonight. See how things going. Seem like Block Talk probably got everything working properly. Been a little trouble here and there, but last few nights seemed like they may have everything working properly. I think Monday was the last day where they had troubles that I know of, trying to get on dog show and complete silence. They killed my show last week. It had hit some weird stuff. It was a lot of people was calling in, trying to get in on the show, and all they was hearing was the music at the beginning, like if the show wouldn't open up. And we came to find out, after playing with it, me and Leon, you were sitting there hearing the music. You couldn't hear the people couldn't hear you, but they would look like they was going in and out of queue. And they'd come sit for a while, then they'd disappear, you know. And I'm sitting there looking at this, thinking that the people that's on is hearing me, and they couldn't even hear me. And then I got a call from old Leon. And Leon said, "What's going on, man? We didn't give you a call. We on the show." And he said, "All we can hear is the music playing when we call in." I said, "But that's crazy." So Leon called the show for me and let me hear it. I done played all the music like I do for the intros and everything, and was talking and nobody responded. I'm saying, well, somebody hit the one button, and nobody hit the one button. They couldn't hear me. And I'm steady seeing numbers just pop in and out. So we come to find out that when you hear the music playing, if you hit the one button, it'll throw your hand up. And even if you throw your hand up, if I didn't reach and hit the one button, hit the button to bring unmute you, you still couldn't hear me until I unmute you. So then I had to leave you open. So it was a lot of people that did call, and I got a chance to bring them in, but it was so late, a lot of people still didn't get the message because I put it out on Facebook, and we had a few people on for a while, and then we just shut it down. Saturday night, it operated pretty good. It seemed like it was going to work fine. But it didn't have no show to do, so I ended up shutting it down. I don't know what went on Sunday, but Monday, it was back acting a fool again. Well, the dog show was just like complete silence, like air when you call into it. You know, after you hear no music, you heard nothing. And I tried that for a while. I don't know if he could see the people calling or not. And I gave that up. But after that, it seemed like every time, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday went fine, Thursday went fine. So I hope tonight everything else go fine. You know, but hey, man, we got quite a few things coming up now. We got a Vaughn big race coming up this weekend. And I hope everybody come out and enjoy themselves. Vaughn is one crew, him and his crew, is one of the people that's right now keeping Chicago alive. They out racing here, they out racing out of town, whatever they can get. If they can get a race, they racing. You know, they even having equipment problems. They even got a few cars down. They lost one last night after they won the race. A real exciting race between him and Pete. I believe that race gonna go again. Because Pete went 12:05 last night. And you can see where Pete was out front. And Juan did a drive-by, you know. But Pete got there, almost ran the whole 8th mile on the back wheel and the bumper. I mean, that man held that cowboy. It was a show as well as it was a go. Sweet race. Yeah, I believe they're going to see each other again. Pete and them got to get control of that suspension and keep that car down. We might have a better chance that way. But you can't take no credit from Vaughn there. He drove that cowboy. He held on to it until he got where he needed to go. Yeah, but I don't know, man. You know, we're going to try to do something tonight, but you know, if anybody, ain't nobody had nothing to come in and discuss with me and talk about, then we're going to have to ride the wave, you know. So I come on here and the show is for you guys, and it can't really be no show without y'all participation, you know. Any questions or anything that y'all want to say about, you know, what's going down. But, you know, it seemed to be a little bit of change among this year organization of grudge racing. You know, I think some people starting to get a little more leery of it, a little more serious. And, you know, I'm hoping that it all come together. You know, we had a great event at Drag Race, you know, and it could have been better, but Mother Nature wouldn't act right. So it scared a lot of people away that probably would have came out, especially I heard on Sunday. And they said there also had been a post up stating that somebody said he had called Sunday. I never seen the post myself. I don't know who all seen the post. I haven't talked to nobody yet to say they saw that post, but you know, I heard, I guess Drag saw it, and maybe a couple more people, they say, but I haven't talked to nobody. But I think the main effect of that was the weathermans were so adamant about Sunday was going to be a wash. I think that was the main reason a lot of people didn't show up to that event. And they used to be, even though, you know, it was out at Byron, wherever he had it on Sunday, you know, people would still go out there just to hang out. And there's been times we done been out there, we didn't have a downpour where it shut the track off. And all we did was stay in our trailers and under our tents. And we went from visit person to person and eat and talk stuff, you know. And that's normally what happened at his event. And I guess it didn't happen this time. It didn't make it so bad. They were so adamant how much it was going to rain. Then they didn't get no rain at all. Could have went out there and had a beautiful time with no rain. So, you know, the weatherman ain't always right, you know, just like at 42. The boys went up there. They say they looked at the weather report. Didn't say nothing about rain. That Friday, the rain came down so hard after they started having a good time. They said, I had pictures of where it was flooded all out in the staging area. I mean, in the pit area and everything in the track, it had deep water. So they left that day, went to the hotel, came back the next day. It looked like it was going to be beautiful. My man Tate came out and made a live video pointing up to the sky. He seen a few thick clouds, but they was scattered, you know. But it was a couple of them that was real thick. And he was like, yeah, we're going to have a good time and look at this. And shit, I got off the live, and next thing I heard that it was canceled. He had a hell of a downpour again, so they canceled it. And that killed that. And then, not to mention that, my man Freddie and Cushman, rest his soul. Y'all keep prayers for him and his family, that they do well through that crisis. Freddie passed away, I believe, Monday morning, the following Monday morning. Yeah, he will be missed. Freddie was starting to be a little pillar in this community. He got him a real nice car and everything, but to keep making a long story short, he's known by many people. People liked him and respect him. And I had, you know, figured that, hey, this is going to be a new chapter to our thing, you know, because he was into it. They were trying to get that old car together, him and Mr. B and his crew. But the Lord felt it was time to call him home. So rest in peace, my brother. Another one gone too soon. Yes, sir. Then I love Superman, y'all been hearing about for years and years. Look, Kedron, as Crooked Letter's grandson. This is a super baby, a strong baby. This baby, I can't tell you the amount of surgeries he had since he been born at birth. He been on a kidney for a kidney for, man, ever since I know him, he been on dialysis. And we got to keep him in our prayers because right now, you know, they just fixed another. He just had another surgery, and they're thinking about having to do another surgery. You know, so let's keep him in our prayers. The little man, I call him a little Superman. You know, he got this problem with his growth hormone, too, also. He's a little bitty fella, and he just going to be a little guy. And they're going to try to do something to make him grow because he ain't matching his age, you know, with his height and everything and his size. He's like a little toddler still, you know. But he's coming along. So that little man that had a whole lot of problems, and we wish him the best that he get a chance to get healthy and enjoy his life because it's been rough from the start. Yes, sir. But hey, man, we gonna try to get out there and make some things happen, hopefully. You know, there's a lot of people, they're having problems with their cars and for whatever reason they haven't been able to come out and race. I know my reason, but I do have a team, and we still trying to get our equipment up to par. So we should be good real soon. I know we real close right now, and we should be good real soon. And we're going to definitely try to make a showing this year and make some noise so people recognize the seriousness of what we're trying to do. They will be talking about us. I guarantee you that. We coming. We definitely coming. But I've been laid back and not really talking a whole lot of shit because I don't want to sit up there and talk and then got to be the one to sit back and have to wait. I want to know when we feel that we got everything in tune, at least enough to be compatible, and go out there and do it then. You know. We're going to try to be among some of the best, hopefully. But hey, you won't know that until you prove it. Tested and proven. So that take time. So right now, we're just wishing on a star. And so, but working hard, working hard. Well, Brother Howard, I'm going to repeat this probably a few times through the course. Big Mark supposed to have sent me a text. I don't know if I got that text. I haven't looked up. Don't look like I got no text. So I had to do the best I can. Brother Howard, one of our grudge racers, been in the family for a long time, out on the street and everything. He celebrating his birthday tomorrow at his place. It's called Pit Stop Lounge. Want to make sure I'm getting it right. I believe it's on 115th, and I should have an old plug of his where he just opened it up, and I was putting it out there and do what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to text me that information. I done been on that machine. I came home. He told me that. I went to sleep, man. And I'm just waking up. When I first woke up and I seen daylight, I thought it was the next morning. I thought I had missed the show and everything. It was Saturday morning. After I got my bearings together, I realized it was 7 in the evening. You know, after 7 in the evening, I was like, man, I'd have missed the show. I looked to see, had a whole lot of people didn't call my phone. Anybody call my phone? I said, it can't be right. Because I know a lot of people, when they don't hear the show, they call me, hey, man, you having a show? If I oversleep, and I barely oversleep. I do sleep almost to the point of when I wake up, it'd be time for the show to be set up and on, and then I don't have none of my bearings. I at least got a chance to get some of my bearings before I opened up tonight, but it was a deep sleep, man. I ain't slept that hard in a long time. In a long time, but I got a little rest there. I don't know if it's enough, but I did feel like I got some rest this time. Big Mog, where you at, man? Why you ain't sending me that text, man? I got to go back here searching now to see if I can find old information, man. If I'd have woke up earlier, I could have had a chance to do it. But, man, you know you're supposed to send me the information. If you're on, man, you can hit the one button. I know you might be at work. At least get that information out. Since you didn't do your job, man. Hit that one button. Let me see. I don't have Brother Ty number. I don't know if it's a surprise, so I don't want to call Howard and ask him to announce it because he might not know about what they're doing. And then I've been to blow the surprise. So I will just let it ride later on if I get the right information. I'll definitely repeat it again. Yes, sir. You know, I'm going to try to have my shows where, you know these guys going to talk crazy and argue and, you know, be a little disrespectful with each other. But I'm going to try to keep a lot of that to the minimum, you know. I'm definitely going to. Thanks, Ray. Try to keep a lot of that to the minimum. But y'all stand by for a minute. Let me go make this call right quick. Y'all want me to, I can find a song to put on, but right now I need to just make this call. Anybody can come in and kind of hold down the show for me. I need to make a call. Anybody, any of my fellas out there want to hit that one button and talk to the people for me? Sure would appreciate it. Well, nobody want to hit the one button. I'm about to fire a kid because he usually come in a decent hour. I'm not ready for Chuck. But Chuck don't come on no more until he feel like he want to come on. He want to party all the time like he 22, like it's 1999. He ain't nothing but a duck. He need to be out there watching himself because it's duck hunting season. You go across the wrong path, somebody going to be sitting back, squat down in the bushes and hitting a duck horn for him. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And his ass think he flying by and pow. He pop his scandalous ass down with his ragged ass scandal car he got. I don't know who he think he is, man. That's, I'm sorry, Chuck. I didn't mean it. Yeah, I did. Let me stop lying. Let me see him right quick so I can make this pick, so I can make this call right quick.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me.
I was
God's mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Hunt somebody next to him. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Y'all see, let me get my bands together now. Hey Chuck, you on here, man? Hello, y'all out there? Still ain't nobody hit the one button. Somebody come on and hit the one button and talk to me. I can know. Oh, here we go. Hey, here's my man. What up, kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
Oh, you the man. You the man, kid. How you been doing, man?
Oh, pretty good.
You know, I got a text, man, and I was telling people, kid usually be on here, you know. I say, I don't know why he be late all the time now. Somebody text me, say, fine. Well, you know, I feel like this, kid. It's better late than never, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man.
I was here looking at these basketball games.
Hey, man, looking at them basketball games, man, they get you paid, man. You got to come
and
bring them with you. Yeah.
But the electric company said I need to spend a little bit more money, so they told me to go on and watch as many as I can.
Oh, man. It's all right, man. You can watch them even while you're on the show, man. Just get on your job, man, you know. I ain't never fired a friend before. I don't know how that'll feel.
Well,
I might not feel good. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Let me throw this little information out here because I'm going to try to throw it out several times during the night. Brother Howard, y'all know Brother Howard Geddes with the red 68 Camaro. And oh, yeah, I heard he might be ready to sell that thing. It's a nice ride. I don't know what he wants for it, but y'all want a nice hot rod. Yeah, get Howard a call. Yeah, but he got a birthday party celebration coming up tomorrow at his lounge. At Howard's birthday party tomorrow, 6 p.m. until midnight. It's 902 West 119th Street, Chicago, Illinois. The name of the lounge is Pit Stop Lounge. So he just opened it up not too long ago, and we put the plug out there about it then to get everybody to go and see him. He's definitely a longtime street racer, grudge racer friend. You know, a lot of people know him. Used to have a place on 75th Street called Pit Stop Auto Parts before he moved it to the location that he is, Pit Stop High Performance Auto Parts. He used to sell high performance parts. Then he moved out there on 119th Street. And he revisited again. And then he decided to turn it into a couple other things. Now he can turn it into a lounge, and he's just trying to live, you know. So if y'all can support the man, you know, anytime y'all can go by when it's open and sit down, have a little drink with him. You know, I have a Pepsi once I'm able to get up in there. Go have a Pepsi, strong shit, you know, on the rocks. I don't drink that weak shit, all that old whatever alcohol you can come up with. That shit weak, man. I drink strong shit. Now I basically went to water now. You know what I'm saying? Water, hell yeah. I done went deep now. Yeah, I might drink one or two pops a month. But I'm mostly a water man now, so. Yeah, if I'm over there, y'all welcome to stop by and have a drink with me. That's up. That's up, kid. So what's the news, man? Anything else popping, man?
Oh, nothing much. You watched the video last night of the race up there at the Grove?
Yes, I did. I caught it live, baby. That was a heck of a race there, man. Old Pete and them gotta learn how to keep that pony down. She be bucking, boy. That sucker went damn near the whole 8 mile on the bumper.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to win like that, boy, but he was in the fight.
I thought they ended up a wheel standing contest or something.
Yeah,
I thought
from,
they was
man, he choked. Yeah, that would have probably won it. That would have probably won it right there, man. Yes, sir. But I know that ain't what he wants, so. I hope they learn how to tie that thing down where it don't do that there, because it would be a lot more successful if he can keep it down some. Yes, sir. Because he was out there for a minute, and Vaughn did the old drive-by.
Oh, man, not the Chicago drive-by.
Yeah, he did the Chicago drive-by, boy. Yes, sir. He went down there and did his job.
That goddamn Vaughn is bad acting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then Private Ryan came on and threatened the man of Chicago, man. I couldn't believe he did that, man.
Ryan did what now?
Came in there and threatened the man of Chicago, Big Drag, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he told Big Drag, man, you bring that pro mod out there. At any track I want you to meet me at, and I'm going to baptize you with my car.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, he did, man. You know, I know a guy in the South. They call him Jamie, a.k.a. Trigger Man. I believe that was Texas. He went down there too and told the guy with a big tire car the same as shit. And that big tire car, I believe, gave him the brake or the car and the brake or something like that. And man, run him completely over. And he was in one of his good cars, boy. And I don't know. I know Ryan is definitely compatible with that. He got to be betting that. If he think he can stand a chance to sit down head up with the man and whoop him. And not only he said any big tire car, but I couldn't respond to that because ain't no need of me saying nothing. I ain't want to say nothing until I know that he can be grabbed a hold of. But when he said any big tire car, guess what, kid?
That include y'all.
Mudbone got big tires on him, man. And we were thinking about going to little tires, but hell, it'll make it seem like he's scared of the little tires. So we're going to come on back with big tires for a while. And we're going to see, you know, what's happening, if he meant that for everybody like he said. People don't know how big everybody is. Anybody. We're going to stop that shit.
Yeah, man.
They ain't going to never say anybody because it's called competitive. We know we're going to be competitive with people. But we know it's going to be some people we ain't going to want to see. You know?
Yeah.
I get out there and talk that shit as a joke, but I don't be trying to be real with that shit. You understand me? That's us.
Yeah,
he hit Mudbone in the head too with that one.
Private Ryan is some kind of dangerous, huh?
Yeah, but is he a danger to others or is he a danger to himself? That is the question, my man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody can put themselves in danger. It's just human nature. Yeah. Human nature. Uh-oh. This is like a friend of mine. Is this a friend of mine?
Motherfucker, I ain't your friend, punk.
Damn,
Chuck. What you mean, Chuck?
I'm your motherfucking enemy.
I ain't got no enemies,
but
man.
With me. I like fucking
you,
up my enemies.
Nah, I like fucking up my friends. So we even.
What's going on again?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm just talking to kids. Just talking to kid about his being tardy and everything, and he told me, he said, well, look, man, you don't say nothing about Tuck. You ain't talking about firing him. I said, hey, man, think about yourself. Don't worry about Tuck.
How you going to fire me, motherfucker? I don't work for you.
Say that again.
I said, I don't work for you. Work for my goddamn self.
Well, since you said that, you know what? You fired. Now you really don't.
You understand that, don't you, Ed?
Yeah.
You said it in plain English.
Shit, I'm my own boss.
He got himself fired on an off day.
Oh, man.
Nah, I can't get fired on my off day because I don't work on my off day. Yeah, what's going on?
Ain't nothing too much, man. We just trying to get something going here and talking. And, man, we talked about last night, the one thing we had to talk about, we talked about my man Freddie.
Toe in the ground last night.
Yeah, man, that was a hell of a race too. That was a show race. That was a show and a race at the same time.
Y'all thought Jack Ball was fucking around. He ain't fucking around.
No, you know? I didn't see Jack Ball, man. Yeah, I know Jack Ball damn sure doing his thing.
Yeah.
They
whole crew say they gonna destroy some motherfuckers. Look out.
That's what they say. Yeah, man, I like what he said last night about, he said, hey, man, he say, why don't we get together when we go out of town and tear some ass up, but when we here, we tear each other ass up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Yak. Yak was talking last night.
I heard Yak, and he right.
Yeah, sir.
He right.
Yeah.
It just the problem is you motherfuckers too scared to tear each other ass up.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what all the problem is. I ain't going to even try to figure it out. I don't know if it's scary. I don't know if it's financial. I don't know if it's situations. It's probably a little bit of all that everybody can't get together at the same time. But I'm embrace what they do and what they able to do right now. I'm embrace that because sometimes when we sit there and say ain't nothing happening. Even when something happening, they said ain't nothing happening. It still sounds like ain't the people that's doing their thing ain't getting no credit for what they doing. So, you know, we need to stop focusing on that so much because you can count some shit sometime and they'll still say ain't nobody racing. And that just eliminates all the shit that the people out there doing is doing, you know, whether it's in town, out of town, or whatever. But
It ain't that they ain't racing, Eddie. It's just everybody wants to have it like it used to be.
I know, but
that
ain't happening right now.
Out there and run their ass off and don't give a fuck.
Yes, sir. But you know what?
Everybody just can't take a ass whooping without the bullshit to go behind it. So, you know.
What about the other issues? Like, everybody can't get parts like they used to. Shit is way more expensive than it used to. And then it seems like as we get older, we don't get the assistance that we used to do. Like when everybody used to, hey, man, I'm going over to the garage. You had 90 niggas follow you over to the garage willing to help you get out there. You know, it's a whole lot of things that changed, man. And I don't know if that came with age and the generation, the new generation, mostly like running them factory hot rods now. They on the street with them cars they buying is already factory hot rods. They cost a lot of money. But, hey, man, all I'm going to do is, what's going down? All I'm going to do is do what I can do and not worry about nobody else. Whenever I'm able to contribute with what I got in my team, we're going to do that. But we can't worry about what nobody else do. You know, like I said, I didn't build my car for nobody else. I built my car for me to try to do what I could do when I can do it. But I would love to see more racing if it can happen and everything and everybody be more sociable. But it's just a wish on the star, but I ain't going to stand on nobody's back.
Chuck was on base with it, big hitter. He was on base, hit a home run. When you see they can't stand what go behind it and see what comes behind it is you stuck with it until someone else take a loss. You know, I found myself saying the same thing about the prices. But we have to take into consideration we don't make $3 an hour no more neither. You know, everything goes up. Of course.
Yeah. But do you used to go to a parts store and get what you wanted almost on demand? Now, sometimes you got to wait weeks and months before you can get that part. But all I'm saying is he ain't saying nothing wrong about what he's saying. But it's a lot of things other than that that's people not racing. That ain't the only reason. That's what I'm saying. It's more reason than people think.
That's not the only reason. That's one of the major reasons that they're not is what comes behind it. You know, I mean, you gonna get drugged through the mud if you lose for the duration until someone else take a loss. That's just how they are playing the game. And another thing with the back when we was out in the street racing, like Chuck touched on that as well. You know, myself included. Yeah, we would love for it to be the way it used to be. But if that was possible, I'd be 23 again. It's just not possible. Things just don't operate that way. You constantly move forward. You know?
Hey, man.
You gotta change with the player.
In the words of George Benson, everything must change.
Nothing
stays the same. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to move with it, you know? That's just all to it, man. And a lot of the older guys, like myself, you know, don't want to move with it or didn't move with it. That's why you see I still play with my beard. But I'm going to just
and I can
sing.
I can sing that too.
Finish with it.
I can sing that too, just like George Vincent did. I sound just like George Vincent.
Yeah, I believe we're going to hold it for later. I believe you can do it. Let's just hold it for later. We'll close out with it.
Trying to be real soft and tell y'all this. If you get your ass tore up, you're going to get talked about for 4 motherfucking weeks to another motherfucking lose.
That's cool. That's all right.
No, it ain't cool, Eddie, because motherfuckers can't really take it. Because they taking it to their personal. They can't take it.
And see, Chuck, back when you were street racing, a joker had to come to your garage to tear you up. And when they leave the garage, it's over. Now these talk shows never get you nationwide. You know?
And nationwide on Facebook and all that.
Exactly, man. Yeah. Different cars upside down. You know, back in the day, you could be hitting your beeper. You look at your beeper, oh, man, I ain't thinking about this joke. I ain't for the hell. I know. Next thing you know, he pull up at your garage. But when he leaves, it's over. I mean, you got it, but it was just for that day.
Yeah, man.
It's fucked up. Everybody ain't built. You know, you could take an ass whooping and then
That's just one of the reasons. That's still just one of the reasons. I ain't saying that ain't a reason. I say that's one of the reasons.
It's not the only reason, but it's one of the main reasons.
Ain't got no balls and they can't stand to get talked about because they did some got their ass whooped.
Yeah.
That's just like I heard Yak last night, and what Yak said was true. When you go out of town, you should be as well. Man, Big Drag been preaching that for 20 years. When we go out of town, we should be together.
Him and who else? A lot of them been preaching that. But yes, sir.
They don't do it.
And it used to be that way. But now, again, things change, and now people don't look at it that way. They don't even look at home as being home a lot of times now.
What happened to where it used to be, Big Eddie? See, a lot of little Indians that was in the camps back then growed up, and now they want to be chiefs. They got their own cars now. You know, they didn't have me. It was Fallen Dread, you know, a Fallen Chuck, Keith, you know. Now everybody got their own. Hold on a second.
All right. Well, they following Chuck. That mean they got a whole lot of ass whooping disappointments and all that shit.
Motherfucker, I whoop motherfuckers' ass wherever I go. I don't know what the fuck you talking about, though, punk.
Who said something different, man? Ain't never said nothing about you.
What the fuck is he saying that?
I don't know.
Whoop your ass, motherfucker, whenever y'all grow some balls.
Calm down, Chuck. Calm down, man. It ain't necessary, man.
Don't say my fucking name out there bad. I'll fuck y'all whole camp up. I'm just waiting on y'all.
For real?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Shut the fuck up and keep your show going. Nah.
Hey, man, I'm trying, man, but you cussing me out.
Don't be talking that bullshit. Motherfuckers be listening to that bullshit. I ain't scared of you, punk.
Damn. Well, we scared of you, Chuck.
Keep on your goddamn subject before you get upset.
Now, I don't want to stay on my subject, man. Now, I ain't going to talk about you no more. Nope.
You can't. I ain't your fucking subject, motherfucker. I'm your motherfucking member. Fuck.
This is going to be your worst nightmare, man.
It's going to be a win or a loss, goddammit, but I ain't losing.
Yeah, I know, Chuck, man. I know.
Yeah, you talking that motherfucking shit. People be believing your dumb ass.
Well, Chuck, I don't know if it'd be better for them to believe me or to believe you, but they got a choice. Everybody got their own mind, man.
They ain't betting against me.
And they might when I get a hold of your ass.
But see, they're going to be some broke motherfuckers.
Well, as you say.
No, man, but all the bullshit aside, man, motherfuckers just, you know, we never race other people that's from our neighborhood, our town. It just happened with a few people because other cars wasn't together. Somebody got their car together. They wanted to race somebody.
All right.
And I mean, when we was going to Hattiesburg, never could get Chicago racing Chicago. It was always about racing these other motherfuckers.
Yeah, but and Detroit too. Back in the day,
because people cars can't get together. I understand that, but man, you got a whole lot of motherfuckers y'all can race. And Yak was telling you, he was right. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, he was.
It's a lot of fun, and you got a lot of fucking support behind you. Get in there. Win or lose, you got the support. We know we got good shit up here, but you just got to engage. See, the only difference about running down there, them motherfuckers want to race. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know they're going to be on every talk show for 5 days if they lose. They just don't give a fuck. Up here is a big problem. Yeah. Don't know why.
Yeah. As much as I would like to, man, if I can make a change, I would do my part. That's all we can do is do our part. But I tell you what. As long as I can have fun with my car, I ain't going to sell my car because what another motherfucker want to. I got my car put together for me. And what I do with it, man, it's just going to have to be that. If opportunities come along, that's fine. If it don't, hey, I'm going to still enjoy having my trophy until I get tired of it. You know, that's been a part of my life ever since I was a kid.
So
I ain't gonna throw my dream away because the motherfucker throw his away.
So you a trophy racer?
No, I ain't no trophy racer. Like I say, I'm just a car owner that love to race. I love to race, but I just ain't been able to right now. But it'll fit in there. It'll fit.
I guess.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, dog. Everybody can't do this shit. And they can do it when they can. So
that's right. And see, a lot of people ain't saying that. They try to hide and act like they got it like the Shaw and can do it, and they really can't. So that looks bad, too, when a person try to talk like they can really just get out there and do it like the other people doing it, and they can't, you know. And that makes them look bad.
I'm going to tell you just like this. I ain't got it, but if I got enough to make it down, then I'm gone.
That's right. That's right.
And I never bet that stupid money because I can't afford it. I'm going to block whatever I can in on what I can afford to race for.
Yeah. So and well, right now I got to live.
The plot grows too, that's on the plot. I'm only going to put in what I can afford.
Yeah. And right now I live through my team, and I enjoy the glory with them. And I know pretty soon I'll be able to have my own glory. I just got to keep on fighting for the help of that.
How y'all got glory? Y'all ain't did shit. What glory you got?
We ain't did shit. We were one of the baddest motherfuckers in the country.
I knew that was coming.
We were one of the baddest motherfuckers in the country. Y'all don't know.
What the fuck they got glory for?
We were one of the baddest motherfuckers in the country.
Oh, man.
Let me hear you say that.
All right. I'm just fucking with you. But y'all ain't being
good. I can arrange that for me. I can arrange that for you now.
let me stop because Eddie going to get upset.
Don't get upset, man. This shit is fun to me, Chubby.
Right. Yeah.
No, sir.
I'm with that.
This shit fun for me. I don't get upset over this shit, Chuck. You got me wrong now. I just be talking shit.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, y'all. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, man.
No.
You know, when I know it's serious, you know, I shut the fuck up because if I can't get a hold of your ass, ain't no need of me sitting up there bumping lips with you. I just talk shit with you because me and you do that. And we understand each other, but I don't do that with everybody, man.
Yeah.
That's because you my friend, man.
Motherfucker, I ain't got no friends when it comes to rape.
Nice.
See that, hey Chuck, that's another thing wrong with racing though. Back when street race was good, that's the first somebody you try to knock out is your friend.
Yes, sir.
That was the first somebody you want to knock out. Now,
yeah, because you
I can't run this and he can't run me. We don't run each other. Man, please. Back when I was street racing, I was at Dragon Ocean Shop every day. Dragon, I tried to lock a race in every day.
Yeah.
Was big. That's my brother. But we were racing in a bitch.
It's so different now that you really just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
It's totally different.
I mean, you know, you got so many motherfuckers stamp jumping now. You don't know who the fuck they with.
See, back then, back in the days, you knew who the camp jumpers was, and you knew who stayed with you. The ones that really stayed with you, they basically dead to the very day. You know?
Yes, sir.
You got a day and that day tomorrow. That's just about don't race your friend. You race your friend in front of who had the strongest car.
Yeah, that's right. That's the main reason there, because you might not know we raced each other, but we going to know. Are we going to compare time tickets or something, you know, so we know, hey, man, he whooped him. I'm faster than he is. I'm going to whoop his ass, too.
Exactly. That's what I just don't understand. Like a lot of stuff I do understand because of change of time. You know, change of time and the era we in now. I know eras are eras, you know. You look at, they ask me, who's the greatest ball player? I would say to say LeBron. The guys older than me, more often, they'll tell you Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell. It was in their era. Today, they'll tell you Michael Jordan in the era. Today, it was for LeBron James. So I understand the era that we're in. It's a difference. I truly cannot understand you don't raise your friend. That's what I can't understand. I've tried to digest that for years. I can't digest that one now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I told, now Keith and I go back to 78. I told Keith, I said, well, last time I'm going to make you go back to Buick. I'm going to make you dump that shit and go right on back to Buick. And Lord knows, if I ever had a brother that wasn't birthed by my mother, it's Keith Harmon.
Okay.
You know? I said, I'm going to make you go back to
Buick. I got a hand up. Yes, sir.
Get your ass down, low
ride. Slow
ass
beauty. Lock his ass in. Lock his ass in, Charlie.
Hey, that's somebody understand, though. That's somebody understand.
Yes,
he understand. Oh, that you don't rush.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people you don't waste your time with because in your mind, they gonna get in their feelings or they gonna get mad, so you know.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, ain't saying this.
Yeah, some people you leave alone.
That's a good example of knowing your personnel.
You got paid, man. Last time we was in person.
Oh yeah. You're right.
Let me put you back in the hole. $5.
Ten, you got a bet. If you get bet 10, you got a bet.
That's a lock.
That's a lock.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, I'm at my limit. I got 10 on you and 10 on the clock.
Hey, boy, you know this.
Madman knows something he's not telling. Madman got two $10 bets.
Hey, he usually jiggle motherfucker that $5 bet. Now he done bumped it up to 10.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's a whole dub I got floating out there. I got a whole dub floating.
Damn, you going to put him in the hole? You going to put the ass in the hole?
Yep.
Where the race at? Where could you see the race at, man?
Dollars?
You just bet dog. I'm going to have it live.
Forever Grudge.
Yeah, they're in the lane. I seen a picture of them in the lane.
No, they don't race the, Yeah. It's Kenny Clark they can. They race the 11.
You said they're in the lane right now?
Yeah, I seen them in there. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Kenny Clark.
They were just making a hit.
They were just making a hit. Forever Grudge there.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's
going to
go. He's definitely going to go last. Y'all can't say I didn't warn you. I gave you a chance to save your money. The madman knows something. Madman got a dub.
Yeah, he do know something. He lost.
That ain't worth a quarter. If a man knew something, he'd get rich out of it.
Yeah, man, he just don't bet that day. He's a $5 better. But here we go to 10.
He done bumped up to 10.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he done bumped it up.
No, he just want to go against him because I like him.
Marcus Burke is a bad man. Marcus Burke been bad. He ain't just got bad. He been bad.
Did Tony Bynum? Tony Bynum got some. Tony Bynum know how to break them all down. Bo.
Yeah, he gonna catch him off the trailer at Carolina Dragway. Well, when before they get there, he gonna pull the ice down their lane.
Oh, good God Almighty! Come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that at the prime time.
You know, I'm Tony Bynum over that way. They put a couple of oil on the ground that you don't see.
Prime time. That's right.
Prime time.
That's right. You know what I know? The gap band. No, there ain't going to be no gap. Let me stop saying that. There ain't going to be no gap. It's just going to be a good race.
Yeah, they both got
bent, though, didn't they? That's how I roll that song gone over in that height. Yeah, Lord, that's one of them was FaceTime. I ain't asking that. Y'all niggas always want to FaceTime. You know damn well not to FaceTime me. No, not to FaceTime me, because I'm not going to answer the phone. Waste your time.
Hey, anything locked in?
Uh-oh. We're
going to
get
all
quiet now.
Huh? Danger. Get on the floor.
Damn, look at the pick on Marcus Burke. Look at the pick on that.
Yeah, you saw it, man. You see?
Yeah, look at the pick on that sub, bitch.
Who
y'all got live right now?
Huh?
Forever Grudge.
I don't see that much on Salty like that.
Right.
You know why, though? He has a special. He putting out more power, so you need him to keep him down. That one, no peckers that keep you down right there. That's the weight on the front to keep you down. You going to see. You going to see whenever these race, you going to see. You don't see why he got the game. You know, so you're going to have a pecker like that. You're going to start selling them peppers.
Who told Marcus Burke?
Probably Marcus Burke.
No, I'm just trying to see who was against who. What tuna against what tuna?
Yeah, Marcus Burke be tuning his own shit.
Him and Mike Hill, Marcus Burke.
Mike Hill tuning.
Yeah.
Kylie still tuning them over there.
Mike, Mike Hill just be standing. They got a white man on the other side be doing the tuning.
Yeah, Phil over there, man.
Phil just be standing there.
Phil be in there. Phil be in that box.
Mike Hill versus Ryan Grigsby.
Well,
that's supposed to win.
I'm supposed to been on mute. That's supposed to been on mute.
What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling?
What up, dude?
Who is that, Mike Hill?
Birthday guy?
That's Mike Hill.
That's the birthday guy.
I said, you want to run the west side? I'm putting out an application.
Y'all want to run the west side?
Yeah.
No, we don't run anybody. But we trying to get down on these south side guys that ain't trying to do nothing. The south side guys be acting like they can't make a move.
No, we trying to go. We're finna go. No, we ain't finna go. No, it's too late for that. We're finna go to Chicago. We on our way out of here. Yeah, we on our way out of here. That's going to cost anyway. I ain't got that kind of money. I ain't throwing away no money. We're going to get on over here. All that food they got over there. Who getting in the back?
Me? No, I am. No, prepping the track. They're prepping the track, man.
Come on, man. Don't stop.
Hey, Eddie.
What up, dog?
When the motherfucking West Side gonna win the race, man?
Oh, damn.
Real soon, man. Real soon.
He said, when the last time the West Side won?
When the West Side going to win the motherfucking race?
Real soon again.
Chuck, you got to give us more than one person a race, man. That's all I'm saying. When y'all going to put out some more people?
It's a bunch of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't seen shit all year.
And it's a bunch of y'all ass that ain't being shit. They won't even get off the trailer.
Damn.
Every time I look at the damn Facebook or the race shit, West Side gets their ass kicked.
Then every time we get to the track, the South Side want to shake down and shake down and shake down and not want to run shit unless it's on the stage.
Put a name on it. Hey, Peanut. Hey, Peanut.
Yo.
One of their weaknesses is him. Fuck him
up.
Hey, Eddie. See, that's why you be fucking up, Eddie. You keep bringing my fucking name up, and you ain't got shit to run me with.
Okay.
So quit bringing my fucking name up unless you got a damn car to run.
You ain't got shit to run me with, motherfucker. Lock me in for tomorrow.
I can run you with my motherfucking scooter, punk.
Hell no. Get that Monte Carlo out there. I want that ass.
Can you make it to the track tomorrow?
You damn right I can.
How much you want to run for?
Make it light on yourself.
5,000 straight off the trailer.
It's open testing.
Now,
tomorrow.
We can race, but you can't tell me how to race, man.
See, that's just bullshit, Eddie. I don't want to talk bullshit.
No, that's the bullshit when you start hollering out straight off the trailer.
Okay, well, what time do you want to race, sir?
4 o'clock.
For how much?
You said 5,000, motherfucker.
5,000, 4 o'clock at 41.
5,000, motherfucker.
5,000.
Uh-oh.
I'm a vandal scandal.
You done?
I had the money in skin hand tonight.
Bullshit.
All right, Chuck. I'm done. I can't race tomorrow.
See, that's what I'm saying. You keep fucking around, man. I'm serious.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Eddie. You couldn't bluff him, Eddie. You couldn't bluff him.
I only do that to Chuck, man.
You be fucking around like that, and people be thinking that's serious shit. I'm serious. If I tell motherfucker I'm ready, I'm ready.
You finally got ready for real, man? You ain't never told me that, man.
I'm ready,
you didn't tell me you was ready for real, man. You told me that you was waiting on some parts.
Hey, if I tell the motherfucker I'm finna put the money in the deposit in that DP, man, I'm ready. Don't fuck with me
Let me hold the money till I get ready. That way I can use the money to get ready.
Get your own money. I'm ready to roll. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
I'm telling you, stop doing that shit till you're ready.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. You ready for 5,000? Chuck ready to celebrate your money, Eddie. What you talking about?
Man,
you
need
that light?
Well,
yeah, Eddie.
Oh. I'm right here, Leon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm going to have to turn this video off, man. I get to looking at this video, man.
Well, you said, hey, I don't need looking at it until you see.
Eddie, what you watching? Porn?
Beth, get ready.
Forever Grudge.
Oh, I thought you was watching porn, Eddie.
Ooh.
Ooh-wee. Now I like that.
You don't even have to open up your... No, for what? I don't open up when you see it, huh?
Oh, we got a hand up. Let me...
Phil Costa, Fujiwara Zay, and 11 others are watching this video with you.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Well, they ain't got to build these tracks with these fans no more. Shit, everybody be on the track. Z-Top versus Slick Rick.
What's happening?
Boosted cars. Yeah, y'all. let me pull this down right quick, man. Because I can't even hear the show, man, and hear people talking. We can't kill the show. The show was going pretty good there until Chuck got mad at me.
Motherfucker, I ain't mad at you. You just full of bullshit. Don't call my motherfucking name, Chuck, until you ready.
I said I apologize, Chuck. Goddamn.
Motherfucking apologize. Don't call my name till you ready.
Chuck, but you a friend of mine. I'm always call your name.
We still gonna be friends, motherfucker. Don't put me out there like I'm a damn punk or something.
Now, how can I do that, man? You want the baddest motherfucker in Chicago, man.
Stop saying that motherfucking shit. I'm ready to go. Don't call me. I got something if you ain't ready.
Well, I didn't know, man, because last time I talked
boy,
to you, you wasn't ready,
don't
man.
Even say it. Don't even say it.
Where you going to
just
race at next, Chuck?
Just be quiet. Just be quiet while you're here, motherfucker.
Where you going to race at, Chuck? Where you next going to race at, man?
As soon as you put that fucking money up, I'm ready to go wherever the fuck you want to go.
Now, there
that?
You go, man. I ain't talking about me, man. Where you
well,
going to race that next,
where
man?
Where the fuck I'm going. I got shit already in the mix.
I'm trying to interview you, man.
You ain't got to interview me, motherfucker. I do real motherfucker players move in silence. They ain't got to tell they got their business.
All right. All right, Chuck. You going to Bobby Cole race, man?
Yeah. Next year, I'll be in Bobby Cole race.
He got a race coming up this weekend or next weekend. Let me see. Who races that? He sent me something.
I'm going to be on the water all day Sunday. I ain't going nowhere if I ain't gone now. But I can get the 41 and fuck y'all up.
You can't burn no rubber on the water, man.
Damn. Let me see it. That's, ain't got to burn no water. But I can burn some shit you ain't seen in a while.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
All right, Chuck, stop all the tough talking before I get in your ass, man.
Hey. See, that's the problem. You trying to get in my ass. I'm trying to get in some shit I can pick up. Now, do you understand that? Do you understand
Mark,
that?
Don't laugh. Mark, don't laugh at that motherfucker.
Do you
I
understand
you
that?
I don't understand too much of nothing.
That room
days,
light in
Chuck.
There, on in there. And I tell y'all, lights off back there.
Hey, motherfucker,
and
I got my own place
off,
wherever I go. If you don't understand that, you shouldn't even be fucking with me.
Oh, Chuck, what?
Real soon, Chuck. Real soon.
Hey, don't Sham got his car show tomorrow? I thought I heard him say something.
He said something about it, Mark. He said something about it.
I think he did say it's tomorrow. And then you already know about Nowa's birthday party tomorrow at the lounge, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will put it out there again. I put it out there once already. I talked to Ty and everything since Big Mark didn't send me the information. I had to go and call Ty. And I didn't get that text I thought they got from Big Mark.
Oh, damn. My bad.
Yeah.
I was at work, man. I just got tired
up.
My bad.
So we got a new group of people on, too. The board that got pretty full here, so I want to repeat it and everything. Tomorrow night, we're celebrating Howard's birthday party. 6 p.m. until midnight at 902 West 119th Street, Chicago, Illinois. The name of the lounge is Pit Stop Lounge, right there on 119th. Y'all go on by, visit Howard, have some fun with him, help him to celebrate his birthday. He ain't too long open up the joint. I heard it's a pretty nice joint, getting a pretty nice group of people. A lot of the grub drinks will be in there, go in there and mingle. And come by, see me in there, sit down and have a strong drink with me. Water on the rock.
Are you buying, motherfuckers?
Hell yeah, I buy you some water.
Motherfucker, I don't drink no water.
Yeah, you Chuck, you know I buy your highlight, man. You know I buy your highlight.
Motherfucker, you gotta buy a case. Fuck that. I keep a case with me.
I'm gonna buy you a half a case, brother.
Well, Chuck, if I see you in there, I'm gonna get you got a couple rounds coming on me.
Nah, I won't be there tomorrow. I got something else to do tomorrow night. But I can fuck a motherfucker up in the daytime.
Yes, sir.
So what's up with the car thing, Big Mark? Is it tomorrow or Sunday?
I think Sham's saying it's tomorrow. I thought I heard him say
you
it.
You better call him. You better call him right tomorrow. So you can make sure you're putting out some
it's false tomorrow,
information.
It's tomorrow. It's okay. Tomorrow, Chuck.
It is tomorrow,
yeah.
Kid. Okay.
Do y'all have all the information about the location and let the people know and everything?
Eighty-third and Exchange.
Right there in the church parking lot.
Okay.
Right, the street blocked off and everything.
Exchange will be blocked off all the way to 79th Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I might pick up kids tomorrow. We drop the top and roll on down there.
Yeah, man.
Anybody know what time it starts?
It'll be in the afternoon, though. It'll be in the afternoon.
Man, I ain't gonna make it. I gotta wait.
You can go across the street there to the gas station and buy some weed if you want. You can wait.
Yeah. Oh, man. God damn. Nah, I can't do Saturday, but I'll be out Sunday somewhere.
What's up? It ain't that. It's right here. Yes, hold his back. It's not that.
That's not, let me copy and paste. Oh, we got a hand up. Baby, what's happening?
I can't call the church trying to get out this park, man. These motherfuckers messing. I don't like messing people. I don't like tacos. I don't like breathing things. I don't like none of that shit.
I heard
like
that.
God damn, these motherfuckers, every motherfucker, these motherfuckers like roaches. Hey, Red, I got it. Look at my bumper, man. Don't let me hit them people's car. These motherfuckers that box me in, Jack. Church on the move, man. Church, you got to stay on the move, man. You can't. You sitting around here pooping and firing on them motherfuckers across the velvet seat. Man, goddamn, they box me in, yeah. Man, you ain't gonna drive a motherfucker. You ain't gonna get your funky ass in this bitch. Make sure I don't hit that lady bump. I can ride. I see your dust ass lady. Love you too. Dust on the moon. with them boys. Them boys for the race got them old salty. Salty them for the race in a minute, y'all. Y'all gotta go to Forever
yes,
Grub. Got them to see that motherfucking see that video. I want to see it. I want to see it live. I want to see it. Turn that brain loose. SD. I want to see it. Ooh, we got bleed for you. Man, working like a Hebrew motherfucker came today. I need to go up on my motherfucker haircut, because these motherfuckers getting goddamn it $100, goddamn it, for a haircut. I get 50. God damn, these motherfuckers goddamn it went up, and these motherfuckers ain't the half of me. Damn, man, these people driving so goddamn on fast, man. Go ahead. You got it, Jack.
They told the race at 10 o'clock, huh?
11 o'clock.
They are an hour ahead, though.
Yeah, I guess it's...
No, okay. Hopefully, this will be time, then.
They got 20 minutes. Hey, baby.
Yes, sir.
It ain't you with the door buzzer, is it?
Yeah, I ain't put my seatbelt on, Flop. Thank you. Put it on now. Thank you, Flop.
Fucking up the show.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Now
just be careful.
No, I heard it again, but it ain't me now. I put mine on.
You better hurry up and get some over that baby for the messages get on your ass again.
No, hell no. I got pipe and everything. I'm good.
Who watching the movie? Is it the Salty Rich movie?
That's gonna be a disgrace. That's gonna be a disgrace.
Oh, God,
I thought he was running deja vu.
Hey, baby, please don't start. We're not talking to you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Flop. Sorry, Flop.
There you go with that sorry shit again.
Guess what happened?
Hey, man, turn your TV down.
I don't look at TV. TV for clown. I watch sports on TV, no movies and all that.
TV for who, man?
Clown.
Damn,
the idiot box.
You're
gonna watch the idiot box. The dummy gonna watch the idiot box. Hell no.
Hey, man, I just put you a decent video up on my page.
I want that right now.
You can compare the two. And I sent you a thing, too.
You call your mom?
See, we ain't worried about them, you know what I'm saying? They're decent, y'all, and all that. You know,
can you guys hear me?
We before.
Can anybody see Mark, Big Mark?
What?
Can you let him know I'm looking for him?
Oh, Lord.
Who you looking for?
Big Mark.
Big Mark.
Oh.
Let him know I'm looking for him.
Big Mark, somebody looking for you.
I'm in the best.
Big Mark.
I'm in the best is hiding. Don't shake them. Please don't shake the bushes.
Hey, Dre, go back in the bushes, because you ugly as hell.
Man, that
bro.
Ain't no motherfucking Dre, man. Baby, stop with
that
shit,
Dre.
Man. Bet 200. Bet 200, baby. Bet 200. Bet 200, baby.
I ain't gonna bet it. Nope. I'm,
well,
okay, I'm gonna bet 200
then.
Pennies. I'm gonna bet 200 pennies.
Hey, how I'm gonna get my money? How I'm gonna get my money?
I'm going to cash out. I'm going to have skin or
okay.
More leave
bet,
the cash
out. Bet the 200 pennies. Bet the 200 pennies.
No bet.
You was a pump faking. You pump faking. Chuck just got on motherfucker
yeah,
ass about
laugh.
That.
I sure laugh. Man.
Let me look up a, see where I can get that light at for that trailer.
You can't hear a word for damn.
Yeah, the thing with you.
He sound like ugly-ass little boy.
No, I ain't got it right now. Just don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that one.
No, that one. What you talking about? I was just talking to you.
Wake up, Leon. Wake up.
Leon eating some chocolate chip cookies. See,
no, I'm trying to watch this race.
They ain't came up yet, is it, Leon? I had to turn it off,
no,
man. It's hard for me to hear the people.
Jamie and them just went down beside somebody, right, Lane? Jamie just took the win.
Yeah.
I'm
not getting
them out. Turn that bitch clean off.
A whole lot of people gonna change they caught a small tires now because Brandon put a war out on big tire cars. So y'all better put them goddamn tires put small tires on y'all car now. He declared war with all big tire cars.
Hey,
Fly. Eddie, don't make me act like Chuck. Quit announcing that stuff, Eddie.
Hey, Fly.
Don't do that, Eddie.
Hey, Flop, now watch our stars. Hey, Flop, now watch our stars and bulls.
They hiding up.
Don't nobody want to hear shit out of you, man. We had a good show. Come on with all that motherfucking noise.
Nope.
And now you don't. I'm going to cut your punk ass out, man.
No,
I'm gonna cut you right out. Hey, we might well go on, get ready to start signifying and fuck the show right up then.
Let me say what I gotta say, and then we can start signifying.
La 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 la.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Come on, Flop, don't do me like that, baby. I thought you loved. Hey, Uncle Eddie, he take them big tires and Willie balls off your motherfucking car. And grab, goddamn it, Chuck Luck. And Chuck Luck, I'm pretty sure Chuck Luck will take that shit off his shit and goddamn it, run you down in the ground.
But see, baby, we ain't got to do that, baby.
Eddie, let me handle it, Eddie. See, baby,
all right.
Bring your whiny-ass, drunk-ass on here. You already missed that conversation. You already missed that conversation, whiny, drunk-head motherfucker, you. Just shut up sometime.
Damn. He can wait.
I heard it. I just wanted to bring it back
you
up.
You ain't heard a motherfucking thing. The only thing you
yes,
heard was
I
the
did.
Top on
yes,
that
I
beer
know.
Opening
no,
and that
no,
door
no,
buzzing,
no, no,
motherfucker.
No.
Man, you lucky I ain't got control of the board. I'll hang your motherfucking ass up.
I know you.
Oh, Lord.
You come on this motherfucker for 2 months straight one time, fucking up the show, and now you back to the same bullshit. You get a half a can of beer, and you pour that poison down your throat, and then you want to act a goddamn fool.
No, it's okay for you. Man, get the fuck on. No,
yeah, because you's a dummy. You's a Lamar
sample. Yeah, I'll be a Lamar sample. And be your jackass.
Damn. Why you, baby?
Yeah, because Flop goddamn don't want to hear me talk. I like salty bitch tonight.
Best Five.
No, I thought you liked salty nuts.
Best Five. Hey, man, Best Five. Best Five, bro.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Man, I'm going to fall out with you. That could have been my extra five. That nigga ain't going to never pay you.
I'm not giving it to you. I'd rather give the man to you. $5. We betting $5. Yep. Sure live. You get your money. You get paid. Show him the fuck will.
That's a lot, no, baby. I got you. I'm going to put it out of my book.
Yeah, on the real, cause if I bet Fly gonna got that, he gonna rag me for doggone a month. I'd rather for you to fuck me up real quick, and you can got them just talk about me, and I'd be good with that.
Hey, Fly.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
what live feed you watch? Forever Grudge.
Forever Grudge, the one I'm looking at. He keep freezing
so
up.
One, so is this the one with Randy Moss right now?
Oh, I ain't even looking at it right now, Chuck. Let me go.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure it caught up.
Yeah, I'm going to try to wait till they get ready to race.
That's a Grudge race. Randy Moss and
Randy Moss on the line with somebody.
Yeah, that's a Grudge race.
Got a bulb on. Got a bulb on. Got two bulbs.
Nope.
Got two bulbs. They in. Here they go.
That's what Leon be saying.
He freeze. Oh, Randy Moss blew the hood.
Man,
blew off that
blow
bulb
up.
Yeah. It's got it.
Now they made a good pass just earlier.
That was the Patriot he was running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't gonna whip the Patriot no motherfucking way.
Like now they gotta go to the body shop.
Nah.
Goddamn Patriot rough, boy. Real rough.
Hey, y'all.
Man.
But I thought it was going to hold it.
And that one thing, that Jody Wells ain't nothing to be fucked with.
All right, you too.
Yeah, man.
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Did you give him a recap of the race last night?
Yeah, we didn't fry nobody though.
I'm going.
Yeah, you know, if you want me to get the grease on, I can get the grease on, you know.
I got on late. I was just saying, you tell them what happened last night.
You can go ahead. You tell it in an exciting way. My shit be boring, you know.
I didn't see the race last night. I just collected my
set. Oh, you didn't
set.
See it? Oh, okay,
no,
well.
I just got my set.
All right, let me get the grease out, man, because I'm going to have to do a little.
That was the only race this
year. Yeah, it was the only race, man, and I sure didn't think about frying nobody, but it wouldn't be right if I didn't fry Pete and them, because I fried Vaughn them when Pete and them whooped him, so
well,
I got to get the grease out, man.
Before y'all start frying motherfuckers, tell Jeremiah I'll beat the fuck out of him Thursday night.
Better be cool. Jeremiah might be on this motherfucker, man.
I want him on this motherfucker.
No, Jeremiah playing with his dog right now. Jeremiah got a puppy.
Oh, he's whooping the dog. He's talking about
he's playing with
it. You ready, Priest? You ready, man?
Come next week. Somebody going to get knocked the fuck out.
Oh, man. Hey, all right, y'all. I guess I'll go ahead and recap.
I'm going to kill Terrio Sunday, next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Uh-oh.
If he get out, I'm going to beat his ass. He said when I get the oil press, talk to him.
Oh, man.
I know I ain't that far away, so I'm talking that.
So it's not a definite, it's an if.
It's what?
It's not a definite, it's an if.
You listen, I'm like, yeah, what, motherfucker? When I speak, that's what it's going to be.
You heard the man.
So you actually lock the in to rape them next Sunday?
If he get out.
Priest talking
no,
bad,
no, eh? Then that's not a race.
I can't run by myself. Y'all heard the man talk about me every motherfucking week.
You on your way home yet?
I asked you if you definitely locked him in.
Oh, no. I was talking to somebody. Am I going to be definitely fired back up next week? Yeah, I'm going to be running. But if this bitch get out, I'm going to break his neck.
Yeah, I want to go by that definite shit. I don't want to go by if.
Well, listen, whatever's going
Ain't
to be,
nutty.
I'm going to make sure everybody know about it.
All right.
Weak ass nutty.
All right, y'all.
Nutty.
Last night. Canelo. And Jack Ball got to the line. The only race of the night, we thought it was going to be at least one more, but it was the only race for the night.
And
yet the burnout pulled on up to the beam. God damn it. They got back, lined up. They had a bub on. Oh, the other car had a bub on. Oh, they got in. Goddamn Pete tore up out of there like a pro stock. Only thing was the wheels were too high and the bumper in the back was too low. Vaughn went out to him. God damn it. Vaughn did a drive-by. Pete ran down the track the whole 8 mile in there. Vaughn with the win. I guess you can call that the payback. So for that reason, Pete, you did a valid job. Y'all did a race and a show at the same time, man. But I gotta drop you in the grease, man.
I'm loading my truck.
I heard you calling. I can't cook no raw fish, man. It may make people sick. And I got to get them done. I like mine fried hard and crispy. But, man, that was a hell of a show. That one race last night, whoever made it out there, hey, it was worth the mission, man.
Hey, where's Chuck at?
Yo.
He's right there. You want to lock him in?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Did you just hear Eddie say he liked to fire his heart?
Yeah.
Well, why he didn't fire himself hard last week? He just dropped the grease and just dropped and cut it off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Oh, we are, man.
Oh, God damn. Eddie, bust your ass out.
Oh, we are, man. I didn't fry you hard, man.
Yeah, you did. You fried the hell out of me.
Oh, you tried to kill Leon, Eddie.
Yeah.
No, man.
God damn. You bust your ass out, Eddie.
Took the hard. But he jumped his ass before the mother even cried. He was back out. It was gone.
Damn, Eddie. One-sided like a motherfucker, Eddie.
Man, I try to be fair, Chuck, man. I've been agree so long, man, man.
One-sided, man. You one-sided.
Well, you know, Chuck, you be frying pretty hard yourself there, you know, and then you have good stories to go along with it when you frying.
Look, I just don't give a fuck. I ain't trying to make no friends with no motherfucker. I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Well, see, that's the good part about it, Chuck. You ain't got to make no friends with me. We already friends.
I ain't your friend, motherfucker. All I got to say is one thing. Southside, bitch.
Hey.
Get your feet out of my back, man.
Oh, Race ain't got up there yet?
Oh, they still getting that side money up.
Got about 2 minutes.
They
don't turn it back on until I know they're going up there.
Hey,
yeah. They going up there. They're going to be on time.
No, Marcus Burke got a 5 in.
Oh, man.
Burke 5 in. She thought she's the 4-8-4.
Damn, look at that big fat ass motherfucker there. God damn.
He ain't lying. So Bumba was long, ain't it? It look like Bumblebee. That is Bumblebee.
Got a Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's the Bumblebee.
And they got this broke, leg motherfucker walking around.
Oh shit! That bully dog better not hear you say they gonna be on your ass.
Man, I don't give a fuck about him. There's so many motherfuckers watching, that's why it's freezing up.
How many got up there watching? Let me show my phone, but I got a long way. Yeah, he got 812 right now.
They deal with everybody at the track probably filming, and that slow down the Wi-Fi.
You're always going to get a bad signal coming from Darlington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's in the hole, Eddie. We don't get no good signal out there.
It's good to see anything, though, for the reason.
Yeah. Look,
they
that look like Petey Brother. Hey, dude look like Petey Brother.
They got 41 jumping off this weekend. And they got Martin Michigan jumping off this weekend. I just seen a bunch of trailers heading that way now.
What they doing in Martin Michigan?
They got some big back going on up there. At 131? Yeah.
Damn, the live ain't popping up for me right now.
You
still alive?
Yeah, Bumblebee is bagged up. He bagging up. I'm still freezing up.
Man, when you come on, you say watch. Let me turn that one back on. Nope, that ain't it.
Yeah.
can see I shared it.
Well, Flav, go.
Flav, what?
All right, I got it back now.
Flav, you still on here?
I'm right here. I'm right here, kid.
What time do Juice and TikTok run?
I don't know. My man just texted me and said, anybody want all they can stand who like Marcus Burke, just give me the word. He'll cover it.
I think they're right behind them.
Hmm.
I would love to bet $20 on that orange side, that orange bet.
Why do you keep calling me a damn fool? Oh, no doubt it's gonna be a race here. Marcus Burton ain't no slouch. He's flying.
Man, I just said that the orange side was gone.
And both of them pretty good on the tree. Man, why they keep interrupting the service?
I mean, his numbers are better going up. We got almost 900 people on watch.
Yeah, I got 853 on mine.
Uh-oh, there they go.
There you go. Oh, shit.
There you go. See, Mark and Burton got that mother looking good.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Look at old Marcus and Ricky.
Yeah,
Ricky
looks
fat as hell. Ricky fat as hell, man.
Marcus little as hell. Ricky just a country fuck. Look at that little ass set on. Look at that little ass set with Marcus. Yeah. Eddie, you want to bet something on this shit?
Yes, you think it's here.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
That motherfucker got fast for her to get white girl.
Who you on, Eddie?
I want her.
Who you want, Chuck? Who you want?
I got got it.
I got salty, man.
50.
I like the orange car.
Hell no. I ain't got no $50 a bit right now, man.
How much more in bet?
Bet 20. Bet 20, man.
I want 20 on red car too.
You cover that. Eddie?
I figure this can go either way. It's a 50-50 bet.
I said you covered.
I heard you, man. I got you.
But you got to respond.
All right. I got you. It's a lock. It's a lock on my end.
You ain't got to say that, motherfucker. Just say good.
How the fuck you going to tell me what to say, man, as long as you understand?
Because your punk ass don't understand nothing. Just like when me and Flock locked in, I say, we good.
That's what you say. I say, we locked on my end. I like the way it said like that.
Motherfucker, you ain't locked a car in your life. How the fuck you know how to lock something in?
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Salty done caught up to Marcus Burke now. He in the head. That's where it's going in, right there.
You must be watching the wrong camera then, motherfucker.
Man, what the fuck is they doing? What you saying? My camera ain't no time. What they doing on
yours? My bad.
Look at them little red shorts.
Man, mm-hmm. You somewhere ahead of me or behind me or something, man, because I don't even see that.
Yeah, I see them. Look at them red shorts. Everybody else see them, but you.
I don't see them yet. Now I see them. Damn, I'm going to see the race after you, man.
You always ask. Remember in your life, you always ask for me.
Oh, no. Now I'm really behind, man. This motherfucker done went back. What the hell just happened? Now it's back to the girl with the red shorts. Man, what's going on with this shit?
You must have an iPhone, motherfucker.
Hell no, I got a good-ass Android.
No, you ain't got an Android, motherfucker. I see him already rolling up.
Man, get the fuck out of here, Chuck. I don't know what to say, man. I can't do nothing about it. Ain't no way I can speed it up because it's supposed to be live.
The reception is shitty.
You going to tell me who won before it's over.
It is live, but when your shit is slow, you just
it's
slow.
It's live, and I'm slow. Yep, I'm way behind you, man. They still ain't rolling up yet on mine.
Motherfucker, you on T-Mobile, I don't know.
Eddie, they
drag
the track, Eddie. They
getting
them a good
service. I'm gonna
hey,
cut
Leon,
my shit
don't
off,
bail.
Man.
Don't
bail
that sucker out.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna cut my shit off, man. I'm gonna listen to y'all. Shit, y'all gonna see it before me anyway. That's a bullshit, Chuck.
Ain't no bullshit. We seen the red shorts a minute before you did. So you slow, fucker.
I just turned it off and turned it back on. Guess what they doing, man? They prepping the track.
That's what they doing.
Okay.
I don't think one of them gonna make the slip though.
One of them ain't gonna make the trip.
Don't say that, man. We want to see a good side by side.
I think one of them gonna make the trip. One of them gonna do a whizzy.
One of them ain't gonna make the trip. And it's hard to get Corvettes to make whizzy, but they'll do them.
He just said he's recording as well. I don't know how long ago he might have said that on y'all video.
I ain't got the sound on, Eddie. I'm just watching.
Oh.
He caught up right now. He caught up. I hear you.
Damn, man. I guess I'm wasting my time with Big Mark. I gotta find somebody else. Get
Yeah, because Big Mark can't answer your call this time. Big Mark say,
man. Man, I'm trying to lock him in, man. My car wait. I'm trying to lock him in. We got two stock-ass cars. What are you scared of?
I don't know. Big Mark, answer that man call, Big Mark.
Man, that track looks like a skate rink. That motherfucker track looks
like... I feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm on here waiting on what the man to do.
I'm about to whoop somebody's ass. If you don't leave me alone.
My dog, they playing that song.
I'm singing my song, dog.
Come on, you little bit of that. Trying to help you last live.
The fuck is that breathing hard on the show?
Sound like that man in the deep sleep.
Which one of you fat motherfuckers is breathing hard?
Mark Carrier.
Sound like they might be asleep, Chuck.
Man, cut that motherfucker off, man.
Hold on, man. I got to leave the video, man. I got to leave the video.
I'm on mute, man. Go ahead.
Man, somebody dying on the phone, man.
Oh, yeah, because I am too, boy.
Dang.
Goddamn shame.
Man, kill that motherfucker, man. He breathing and shit like he dying.
Hold on, man. I want to see the race, too, man. Wait after the race, man.
We ain't gonna hit who won, goddamn it. Shit, all that goddamn noise. All
right.
No, I
can't get the board. I'll cut his ass off.
And these fucking people is unbelievable down here. Yeah. See, we gotta go on another. I can get off right there. Yeah.
Hey, man, tell that motherfucker push that little button with the green on so his ass can go to sleep in peace, man.
Let me go see. I got to find that, man.
He'll find that clear with the snow and shit, boogers and shit all over his nose and shit.
Somebody snoring like a motherfucker.
Hey, there as soon are. As you mute their mic, they gonna wake up. They gonna wake the fuck up.
Like Flop be doing over on our show.
Uh-oh. Hey, bitch, uh-oh. No bitch to you.
Ooh.
No bitch.
I know you better bet. You ask me to make a lot of motherfuckers ain't no bet.
All right, I found it, y'all.
You got rid of them good.
Who was it?
Everybody don't ask, man, gonna cut salty ass up. Shit.
I can't tell y'all who it was, man.
Man, who was it, man?
Dumb ass nigga, you. You don't even remember the shit of the pit. I ain't called it out, dumb ass.
Well, that's only $10. I wasn't going to get mad if you called it off.
I can't tell y'all the initials or nothing, man. You know, BD.
Why not? You scared? You just like your lock-in. You scared just like your race car. Yeah, I said it. You scared just like your race car.
His initials is BD. His initials is BD, man.
Baby daddy. His initial is BB.
B. B is in boy, D is in David.
They still don't know.
Thank you so much for starting.
Oh, the race ought to be getting ready to start. Let me go back to Facebook.
It's the prevalent track, man.
They ran down the back toward the starting line with the glue.
Anybody else trying to get $5 away, $10 away? Get in there.
You
better
talk to Eddie.
Texas,
you
know
you
want to
stay.
No, no. You too mean in your words. You talk too fast.
You lost your bet.
All you got to do, you know, I pay good.
And I don't want no problem. That's why I'm betting my friends on it. That's why I like Leaky Lee. I hear good friends.
So what you saying?
Flop ain't my friend no more. Tell the world.
Same, fool.
I ain't going to be messing with no more of them down south guys. I'm messing with all up north.
How you gonna fuck with everybody up north and you from down south?
I'm messing with the one that'll get hit in the mouth with the gun.
Oh, they playing
they
my phone.
Your phone out. Yeah, they wearing your
they
phone out, though.
Here you go.
It's starting up. I hear him starting up.
Tie that motherfucker up. Where you from, fool? Man. On my way.
Punk ass broke leg motherfucker playing my song.
Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I hear that in the background. I hear.
Yeah. I should never turn them on to that shit.
that done?
It ain't freezing up.
Yeah.
They.
Oh, shit. I'm all away with it.
They prep for the track.
Let me go get me some ice while they doing all this shit. Hey, Chuck, I got some other pork chop over here. You want one?
No, motherfucker. I just ate some damn real fish. Straight out the water.
What's wrong with Eddie? What's wrong with Eddie? Eddie said you ain't eating something, man.
Man, shit.
I just offered my friend some dinner, man. That's all he is.
Huh? It ain't like he ain't eating something, man.
Man, you offered me some dinner. You'd have brought it to me, motherfucker. Offer me some shit at 11 o'clock at night. Fuck, I want some food. I eat at 4 o'clock.
Come on, Chuck. I'm just trying to show you my friendship with you, man.
Come on, man.
All my friends in my pocket ain't nothing but two of them.
Well, don't worry about it, Chuck. I just came to the kitchen. She done put them motherfuckers up, man.
So what the fuck?
So that means you don't want to eat that night.
Yeah, you want me to starve, motherfucker?
Hey, it's a thought that counts, Chuck. It's a thought.
With thought your ass, motherfucker. I need to eat at 4 o'clock. I can't wait on your ass.
Motherfucker gonna do, man.
They coming. Just gonna see who's gonna win.
Oh shit, my phone in there on the bed. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Uh-oh, we're going to get burned on the week.
Hey. What up, Chuck?
You get paid for singing?
Uh-oh.
Sometimes.
No, you don't. So stop.
They throw coins at me sometime, man.
They throw bricks at your ass. Quit lying.
Hey, Chuck, he said, no, you don't. Stop.
Yeah, he lying. He lying.
You try to feed the man at almost 11 o'clock at night time, like he ain't eating. Now you get coins for singing.
Come
on. Hey.
Being motherfucking lost me some food. No, I got, I'm past my bedtime. I just want to see damn right. They ought to be about ready. That glue been out there for 5 minutes. They ought to be ready.
Oh, I thought I heard something fire.
That was me.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, you heard a motherfucker in the bathroom.
Man, bro, it's fucked up on me. I was in the kitchen, see it checking on the pork chops, mama.
Bet everybody you don't know, then you ain't gotta pay. Are they paying your phone now? Somebody about to get a book in the hand. There you come, y'all.
I'm trying, man.
Oh, you're going to burn out.
Why are you down on this end? Why do you have a little further?
Who do you want that top in?
It's going to be a blur when it comes by. You're going to see the X-Men, a red thing.
Oh, you way down to go in.
They got a little side gap bed on it, too.
Here go your bird of the week, baby.
Oh, shit, they down there burning them out. I see it.
They got a bulb on.
I'm looking at another one. I'm on the top end with it.
They got a bulb on.
Yeah, somebody got something up down
there. Here we go.
Ooh, he dropped him.
I want my money, Chuck. You ain't betting number five.
Double, man. Damn, Axe Man got me fucked up, man.
Man, you need to pay double. That man got that, man.
He sure got him.
He sure got him. Hey, man, you got the guy of the week, man.
No, what's not going to be the guy of the week?
Oh, they say salty red light.
No, don't tell me that, man.
No, he didn't. He got the green. He got the green. He won.
That was a gap.
It was a gap. I'm looking at it on the beginning. It was a gap.
That man left the parachute out on his own, man. That man left the parachute out on his own.
I'm looking at it on the big end. Talk come down.
Man, y'all can't say nothing. That bitch poison.
I go to gap. Look.
Man, he gapped him. Look at that camera action.
Yeah, look at that big old gap.
God, God.
Block.
He lit his ass up.
I got you.
I know, Chuck.
I got you.
I'm glad baby didn't
see that.
How
much
you bet,
Chuck? Was it 200? Leon, me and Chuck bet it 200, didn't we?
I know me and Madman bet it 40. Me and Madman had a 40 out of that. I told you to pay me a trick or treat.
Hey, Eddie.
Bet
40
more. Bet 40 more, man.
You know what's fucked up? I see Flock more than I see your ass, and you stay around the corner.
Yes, sir. Ooh, wee.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
I'm glad I bet it the people I don't like, so I don't got to pay them.
Yeah. Hey, man, all I can tell you is I'm going to hit you in your shit. I'm going to see if you can fight, motherfucker.
I can.
Yeah, that's okay. And then after we get you're still going to say.
Hey, Leaky, I'm going to catch you in the same water box y'all got it on in, so you
that's
might as well
okay.
Help me, because I don't
care. I'm
going to
catch you
either.
In that same motherfucking chokehold that Rappler caught you in.
Man.
I'm going to
catch you. Hey, y'all might as well get Baby to join y'all, too, because I ain't paying Baby neither.
Yeah.
No, man.
Damn, Big Crip.
I'm getting
I ain't paying Baby. I ain't paying Leon, and I ain't paying Flop.
I'm going to get paid. Okay. I ain't worried about it.
I would have paid y'all if he wouldn't have gapped him. He gapped him. He made me mad.
I said that earlier. I said, you know what? It's supposed to be a gap. I said, no, it's going to be a good race. Ain't going to be no gap.
That man got on that same boat he had 3 years ago. Got his ass whooped.
That man
got a
big old
five
up in
that
thing, too.
Yeah.
He must have blown the time away with his son, man.
Did Mike hear a man under the hood?
Huh? They said a nigga under the hood car ain't no good. They said Mike hear what's going on. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing over there. 40
more, I like the bet, man.
They got that juice car on TikTok for the race, don't they?
Yeah, that should be coming up.
Who y'all like over there?
That should be coming up.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Remember the dude I told you he had power? He's trying to
pick well, who you want right there,
yeah.
Man? I take the
message there. Send me your cash app. Congratulations. Put me on the Lamont sample. I told him, I said, we didn't bet a dime, bro. I never confirmed that. You don't owe me nothing.
Okay. You kept it real with him. You told me. Yeah.
I ain't no rock.
Hey, send him my cash there, Flop, and I'll take the money.
Me and you got mad,
man.
I don't know what we going to pay.
Hey, will somebody tell Leon what I said? I'm not paying Flop, Leon, and Baby.
That's okay, man. If you don't pay
everybody else, I bet it. Let me pay.
I ain't got to pay you the trick-or-treat, Leon. So that's way on down the road. I ain't got to pay Flop
hey,
in the morning.
Hey, Madman.
And baby's so drunk, he don't even know he bet it.
Hey, Madman.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, I'd have been like you, man. If Chuck would have won, I couldn't have paid him shit. I'd bet no ass.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. And then I bet it baby drunk. He don't know. He don't know if he better than not.
Hey. Damn. Hey, where's Skin at? Tell Skin, wake his motherfucker ass up talking about he ain't going to bet, but Salty barely beat Tate and Marcus gapped him, man. Yeah.
Give me up
there.
Give me up
there.
Yeah. Oh,
that means take on the fuck out of Marcus Burke. Yeah, we get up there.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's three bad ass guys out there right
hey,
now.
Hey, I know I shouldn't be saying this. Hey, I just got the ticket on Salty Beach. The man went 278 at 312 miles an hour.
Huh? I got the video. All I got to do is run the video through my camera. I'll tell you what he wants.
Man, get off that bullshit now.
I'm going to tell you what he wants.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, I got it. Hey. Uh-huh. I'm glad you said so. Let me put it in my computer and see what we want.
That's okay.
That's like Leon.
You know, man, ain't gonna worry about it. That's $40 ain't seen, man. That's just that $40
that
ain't
seen. That motherfucker coughing out the hack, yeah. And
then
we're around.
That's right.
You owe. Hey. Man, stop with that
good. Hey, Fly, we'll bring him up on charges on the talk show.
No. I'm gonna be down in this motherfucker city. I'm going to throw mud on every car he watch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to put motor oil in his dishwashing liquid stuff.
Hey, Stokes, one thing I ain't got no problem doing. I ain't got no problem with calling the police.
Yeah, and then I'm going to say, yeah, look at where that hoe's at. He been stealing from the church since he been in business.
I'm going to unhook it. When I call the police, I'm going to unhook it.
I'm going to tell the church, just do a assessment. Put a camera on this water spout and see won't your bill go down 90%.
I'm going to send you $10 in the morning, Flop. You ain't got to do all that.
Hey, man. He's like, hey, motherfucker, you ain't got to go to all that shit.
I got you.
Hey, the church gonna be happy.
I guess talking back on top, man.
Yes, it's just a lineup for the go up. He'll get back.
I think this kick talking juice right here, y'all.
Lock in. Where they go?
I'm broke. I gotta wait a whole another month to bet again.
I like Paulie on the Jeep, buddy.
I said I gotta wait a whole another month.
Hey, man, which one is TikTok, and which one?
Black one. The black
one. Oh, whatever it is, they both got the line. That must not mean
no
good race because I haven't seen this.
Man, what's
I don't know. I've never seen it.
TikTok going to be the black car.
Yeah, because the juice car is the one Telly drives.
The burgundy one.
Yeah.
That burgundy color?
Yeah.
I'm from a color.
Man, give me that color. I'm going to go off. Give me that color. I'm gonna give you a chance to get back. I'm gonna take that color, man.
Wait a minute. Y'all said the burgundy color is what?
Juice.
That's what Kelly drives.
Okay, that's juice.
I like
black body.
Let me have juice, man.
Cool.
I don't even know who that is. I'm gonna take it.
I can't bend them, Leaky. I'm in the hole for a whole month. I got to go watch cars to pay my best off.
That's okay. It's be okay. You got old me. You already owe me. Hold me some more. Come on.
Uh-uh. No bet. I won't be able to get 4 for 4 for 5 weeks missing with y'all.
Hey, man,
okay, well,
I don't
believe
you
got to
pay
because
you
dropped
my
cook. Hey, man, what about a pack of Walmart chocolate chip cookies then? What about a pack of Walmart chocolate chip cookies?
No bet. I owe you 5 or a flop 10.
on U10, on U10, on Flop 10, and on Baby 5. That's 25. One thing about Baby, though, he's so drunk, he might not remember me better.
I bet the whole 10, man, man. We bet the whole $10, man.
No bet.
Thanks.
Y'all got me for tonight. Y'all can't win no more money till trick or treat.
Yeah, man, man, don't let that little money take you. Ain't number $25, man, man. Don't let that take you down.
God damn, man. They got a devil horse race for
hey,
trick
man,
or treat.
Hey, Madman, who's that
about?
On here talking about Madman knows something?
Yeah, we got devil over here on trick or treat. You show right.
Who's that Madman talking about? You know something on here?
That was Brother D.
where Brother D at now?
He gone. He seen the gap of hunger.
Hey, Brother D, yeah, ain't gonna say that. I get what you think is the bottom.
He seen that gap. That Madman ain't no shit.
Let me go check and see if Brother D woke up yet.
Hey, he be trying not to curse. He probably said, that nigga didn't know shit.
Let me go see if Brother D woke up yet, goddamn.
I should have got my bet off when they said Mike Hill with the tuna. I should have bagged up there.
Man, you didn't hear me laughing when they said Mike Hill versus Brad. I started rolling.
Hey,
yeah,
Madman. Don't be mad.
Yeah.
I fucked up too.
Nah, he ain't woke up yet. He ain't woke up yet.
Hey, in the Chicago Terrier, yeah, nigga under the hood, car no good.
My buddy on the phone said he want to cover anything else anybody want to be. That old Big Holly. Big Holly said anything they want to come up with, I'll cover it.
That goddamn Max Bang got gap, man. That's the sad part about it. Man, let the parachute out on his ass, man.
Hey, man. Not only that, he had a 5-inch. That's a 5-inch at the Ross Burke. That big ass mode up in there.
Well, that big murder didn't mean shit to that goddamn
fucking
door. Hell no.
Man,
that shit don't count,
I'm
going to
cut y'all loose tonight, so I'll see y'all in a week or two.
All right, Chuck.
All right, night-night, Chuck. Night-night, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to go to bed, motherfucker.
Hey,
I got a job.
Tell your old ass to bed then, nigga. Shut up and go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Hey,
Chuck.
Huh?
Chuck,
yeah, everything go good. I might go to Miley next week, Chuck. It's peso rate and Ramil.
I can't go, but I might send the car. We already talked.
Ooh, look at
the
race, man.
I think I
got
to be somewhere, but I might send my car.
They just heard the half track went to work on it.
Hey, man, they said the man had to shoot out at the 400-foot, man.
Hey, man, look at the race. That half track, the man went the gap in the man.
I'm looking at it. Some dude named KJ Prim got it up there.
Oh, yeah, you see
that
him.
That motherfucker was two. That man put two cars on his ass, man.
Your boy down there, Madman.
Who?
Y'all right. I got pictures of him.
What the fuck?
Man, that man got two cars on Marcus Burke, man.
I told you.
The parachute looking at him. He's looking at the parachute out. He got me by a whole parachute.
You looking at that drone, man. You looking at that drone, man, man.
Damn. That don't make no damn sense.
Man,
that don't make no damn sense. They gonna stop playing with salty bitch.
Man.
Hey, it's only three cars out there. They got their hands.
Salty
Bitch.
Josie Williams. And Deja Vu. And who?
King Kong, them the three lineups for me.
No, no, no. Deja
vu. Lock in.
Deja vu. That other bitch.
Yeah, Deja vu supposed to be running Joey well. I ain't heard no more else about it.
Oh, no, you did, soldier.
Yeah, Joey well made a pass, boy. They made, ooh, we.
Nah, it's a bad man. Who you telling?
Well, he's about to whoop us with that, then. Shit, we ain't going like that.
He's going to have to whoop who, Stokes?
me and my team.
Oh, I thought you were going to say South. I was going to agree with you. Say show we up.
Yeah.
You and your team better watch out that way with that back half. So Leon got a warm up 50 quick. Don't tell me about that.
I don't know. Leon,
hey, man,
I
your mic open. Your mic open.
Motherfuckers, I'm talking about whooping.
Who mic open? Your mic open. He told y'all your mic open. Y'all can talk.
What they gonna talk about?
Ooh, we KJ Films got this big old gap. Two cars, man.
Yep, that's what I seen, Flop.
Ooh, wait.
That was at
Lord,
the 400 foot mark. That was at 400 foot mark.
Ooh, that shit ain't. They gonna run that back.
Well, y'all, I'm like Chuck. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I got to take my desk off. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Oh, man. Fly, we making Madman go to bed early if he can get to work. He working for us now.
And that nigga lying. He going to chase them bass heads.
Yep.
Nutty, where you at? You at the truck stop?
I just passed the truck stop.
When you going to turn around? You left your car antenna.
I did. No. No.
I got it being flopper. You heard him stutter, didn't you? Leon? You heard him stutter, didn't you?
Yeah, he took a deep breath first he said something. Madman, you
about
going on work for me? Don't work for me and Flop right now. You working for us, Madman? Make sure you try to get some tip. Get that tip bucket. Don't take everybody's money out that tip bucket either.
I got to. And I got to go drink off before I start making money after I pay y'all. Marcus Burton let that man come way down there and gap him like that, man.
All that talk he been talking.
Yeah. Brought that motor here 3 years ago, thought that shit was something.
Man, X-Men,
that's
what it was.
Joe was.
It needed sharpening.
Needed a lot of sharpening. The way he look, he getting all still all class so I get wood.
Hey, man, I wonder what Mike key.
If you want to
hey,
fly,
Ken.
You got to bet with me. They
man,
took me down through there.
That mister.
Hey, mister, they took me down through there.
Hey, mister, I'm getting back up with Salty.
Flop. I've been on the phone the whole time. I heard you when you first came in. I heard Chuck when he took the bait. I just been over here shaking my head.
Hold on. What's he calling when he took the bait?
Yeah, he took the bait. I heard you when you started hollering about something. Oh, the Axeman flying. They call him the Axeman. He good
yeah,
on the
he
team.
Good off the
I said, oh, my God. They taking the bait. He finna kill the ass.
Hey,
I heard D when he came in talking about, oh, Madman, no, son. I'm sure he's saying, no, the hell he don't.
I don't know why you didn't text me, mister.
I should have. I'm like, Madman been smoking that weed. He been talking about it every day. I want for the light, one for Freddy. I said, he done lived one too goddamn many.
Hey, and the sad part about it, old drunk ass baby come on here and got him $5 and got on down.
Oh, my God. I heard that. I heard that. I like a saucy bitch. I said, David, tomorrow, tonight, goddamn it. Oh, my God. Yeah, Flop, I just wanted to stay out the way, let you get your win on, because I knew what was going to happen.
Man, that man beat that man by a whole two. Man, by two cars, man. That man put two cars on that man, man.
Yes, sir.
And I knew they kicked Marcus Burke right in the crack of his ass. Hit him right back wherever he came from.
And you know he had a pot up there. You know he had a big pot up there.
Shit, it ain't that big no more.
Yo, I ain't. Damn, ask, man, you ask me out. Damn. Fuck off my little $25.
Yeah, I heard it was about 40, but I don't want to gossip, you know.
Yeah, you know Leon, he always wants to ask.
Hey Stokes, I'm saying that right. Oh, I got the number on it.
Hey Stokes, oh, wait. You know me, I want some extra, no matter if you're living or dead.
Pardon me, y'all.
Watch out, man, because we can pull your ass out now. You got your ass pulled out.
You only one caught that, Leon.
I caught it. I wouldn't know somebody else to come out. Anybody else catch
it? Nobody else catch it.
Get your ass in the car wash and work for me and flopping baby. That's the thing. You got to work for baby, too. Good God.
Yeah, I got to work for baby, too. Baby said he's going up to a $100 haircut. Like somebody gonna let him push that shit back for a honey. You ain't even a $20 haircut. Maybe he want a whole honey.
Man, oh man.
Okay, where you gonna get that at?
I'm looking. I'm fool. Why am I out just?
Hey, Flop, this is a perfect example. We had this conversation about 3 weeks or so ago about these 5 inches and these motherfucking big motors. Don't
they
call this? Yeah, don't nobody give a damn about them old big tired-ass motors. These niggas got sitting outside in the store seeing. They don't give a damn about them. Now, with this new shit these boys got, they flying, man.
That's always for a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey.
You need to get the nerve to put God at 2.0 up there. You need to get that shit down.
Can't nobody holler that shit. Oh, he got more car than it.
Everything must change.
Hey, Flop.
Trying to get them coins.
Trying to tell him. Marcus Burke, what the man he tried to tell him? They said I was wrong. But Marcus Burke told him, I'm going to keep this shit I got. Until they start whooping me, goddamn it. I'm going to keep this shit I got.
Hey, they just picked up a new team, man.
Marcus Burke
will be over there tonight,
you know.
Good God,
oh, man. Man, that shit scratched my motherfucking windshield.
Hey, Flop, now, hey, you might tell me, mister, none of your business, but I see Marcus Burke flying that Rip Morris and sticker. Is that what he... not Marcus Burke.
Yeah, they've been made that switch.
What the fuck
made
that switch?
Yeah, Lord, they made that switch.
Yes, Lord.
That ain't no secret.
Shit. Fuck that TRE shit. That's played out too, Flop.
Oh, man. He went down in the bottom of that motor and found out he has some H and I beams in that motherfucker together. Damn.
Hey, after a few of them times when they made them H and I look like J's, man.
Hey, so hold on. What y'all saying? He had a motor full of vials.
Man.
A-E-I-O-U,
hey, man.
I got cursed out about that.
Hey, Leon.
What's this shit?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get some coins. Y'all got some coins in y'all pocket?
Yeah, I got a couple coins.
All right, let me hit it then. Everything must change.
Yeah, call Eddie.
Nothing stays the same. Everything must change. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. All right, throw them coins, y'all. Throw them coins. I prefer quarters. Oh, shit.
Man, Marcus Burke got
gas.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Sound like he done went back to sleep. I'm about to mute him again.
Who is that, Eddie?
I ain't going to tell you, man. All I know is his initials start with B and then end with D.
Boy, look at that statement, man. Bubba B is Chicken Man. Chicken Man might be going home now. Boy, that damn Michael Burke got gap. Wow. Boy, it's going to be hard to whip that sound right now.
That boy got that car riding, boy.
I'm telling you, if I had the bitch, Josie Wells and King Kong.
Ooh-wee. And Mudbone. Mudbone
up north.
Among the top 10 in the country.
Yeah, we've been waiting on it. Well, the boys in Mustang Grudge race. Something must have happened. I don't even see them in the staging lane.
Goodbye to Westbound. By the Westbound with them chicken coop doing.
Now, did you get out?
Yeah, driver.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there 11. All my shit just dropped.
I'm saying, where are you at with it, Nutty? I'm on 20. Almost in the Alabama line.
Right, come across here.
What's them eastbound coupe doing that westbound?
Hey, Nutty, look a little bit further ahead. You can see Marcus Burke hauling ass.
He's in front of you. Look behind. He was
bad. Oh, no. See, that's what I'm saying, Nutty. He's trying to get down that highway so fast that ain't nobody marching that highway as fast as that. He's trying to get home. He hurt me.
I got 26 minutes on my 16, Mister.
Oh, well,
I got 12 more miles to go to be at home.
What? What'd you get?
Marcus Burke done went outside the backyard. Does that motor.
How many? One?
What'd you say, Stoke?
All the minutes that count.
I ain't got a seat, but I got a seat Sunday morning.
Well, so I ain't going to chance. I'm going to hit this back road because I know I'm overweight. Bad. I'm about 90,000.
Ooh-wee.
Man, he motherfucking...
I hope they don't have no portable scare waiting for you back there.
They ain't do it at night.
You trucking in the fucking car here, this motherfucker in the car, and hit his brakes. Go ahead, take the brakes.
They sure have them out, though. Yeah, Alabama have them at the
stop
sign.
Yeah, yeah.
State trooper there with them. They got a van.
Yeah, they got me one time, boy. They got my ass one time going up to Wisconsin the back way. Told my ass up. I break this truck I was driving, boy, didn't have a one wheel on the brake on the trailer and all kinds of shit.
You just outlaw my daddy. What you doing?
Yeah, my daddy hit me out there in no regular ass truck, man.
Crazy,
man.
Hey, in the back way used to have a scale on it. They dug it up by last year.
You used to be having no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you going and get it?
Have a scale right in the state line.
Man, that's how y'all get run over. You can't even see you, man.
They dug it
up. People run over y'all and keep on going.
Yeah, tell your motherfucking ass up. Oh, they get hit.
I want them eastbound coupe doing.
Wrong.
They drive. You look good to the 150 over at the Queen City truck stop. Be careful the night drivers. Tiffo.
I'm back. What I missed.
I'm on the left lane truck stop. He said it closed.
Yeah.
I was just on with one of my.
I used to come for that line. That motherfucker was always.
Hey. I was just on with one of my information specialists. Now, I don't want to like use the word to everybody. My information specialist. Let me ask you this: when the last time Josie Wells raced?
When he ran, Bobby.
How long ago this been?
Over a month ago.
Okay, when the last time Deja Vu raced?
About the same time, like the week after or before.
Okay, so we're getting close to 30 days on two people of inactivity. Salty just did what he's supposed to do and did. This is the first time the headliner ever lived up to the hype thus far.
Okay.
So
what you saying? He should be the bear of the week?
No. I ain't going bear of the week. I'm on that top four list.
Top four, oh, yeah, boy.
Not the top four.
5 inches below.
Cause here go, I think he had Josie, Deja Vu, Bobby, then Salty.
Oh,
Bobby ain't ran since the rest. Yeah.
If Bobby, I don't know when the last time Bobby did nothing either.
When he ran Josie.
He just lost.
About a month ago.
We'll see what the 30-day deal is.
Man, your mama knows this stuff is too much fun, man.
They got all the lights off in the scale on both sides.
Yeah.
Let's make this real clear flop. Salty bitch.
Oh, myself, if you can't see me, man, let me
like, you know what I mean? But I give respect and credit when it's due. Salty bitch is the baddest motherfucker out there right now. And if anybody say different, it's just Mister talking. Don't make nothing I say about it. That's my opinion. Any motherfucker that come on and say anything different right now is a fucking hater. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a bona fide, dignified, unfriendly ghost motherfucking fan. You understand what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, that goddamn vet is the baddest son of a bitch on the property when it comes to drug racing right now.
Ain't nobody.
Hey, look here.
Right,
when Fly acts 6 miles, who you with? He's man salty, man. Salty. Brand new song.
Hey, Flop, no. Me and Flop Gamble. Boy, I was sitting over here dying laughing. I said, oop, Chuck done fell in the goddamn trap. It's over with.
Shut to my screen.
Got him. Ain't a motherfucker out there better than Salty Bitch right now. Just got to call a save the scene.
Huh? What's that?
But I, my fault. Y'all go ahead, Flop.
Come on, you cool.
Yeah. This Salty Bitch out there giving out them. I knew I shouldn't have fucked with him ass.
At this point.
Stokey. As soon as Marcus Brown left the motherfucking button, I knew I shouldn't have. I should have never listened to Mike Hill and them and let them talk me into this shit. I knew not to fuck.
And then Marcus Brown got this gigantic ass pickup up there. Madman talking about, who he got there? Thought he got that little bitty motherfucker sitting down there.
Hey, Slop, I don't know if you on the phone. I told the Marvin Burke, the motherfucking Hitman Tooney, they went out there in the shed and dug the goddamn motor out and sprayed brake cleaning all over the motherfucker to clean it and goddamn it, and shoehorn that big raggedy motherfucker down to that Camaro. It in their mind. They thought they had them one. Ooh, we going to kill them.
What's up, man?
Lord, how much?
Yeah. I bet there'd be a lot of people going to Real Marston after that race.
Hey, Nutty, they was already going. You can't get nothing from Real Marston. He's back, he on back order for the next goddamn year. Shit. But you know they cursed me out, Nutty, not too long ago when I first seen it, because me and D had been told them, man, all these other engine builders feel just as good as TRE. They just the hottest right now. All TRE stuff.
Hey, well, let me tell you something. A lot of people that got TRE don't go back after they heard them. They go somewhere else.
Hey, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Before I heard about that shit, man, hey, listen, some people been flying with these other engine builders. You understand what I'm saying? TRE had a good run, but who don't do it, Nutty? It ain't an engine builder you can think of that don't do that.
Mike Hill told you he ran a Real Marston on the Frogmore back when he was running. It was bad to knock the intake off with the nitrous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was years ago. He was a real man back then.
He played like a force, man. Snake a live around here. Cool.
He was the real man tonight in the real, that motherfucking Salty Bitch.
Mister, you got mail.
Hold on, let me check my phone. Hold tight. Let me see it.
That was at 400 feet, too.
Stay out there, baby. Hey, man, that shit look crazy. Oh, shit, man. That man run clean out of sight of them people, man. Clean out of sight of them. Good God almighty. Yes, sir.
Touch Brother D on the shoulder and tell him to mute his mic, man. I can't mute him no more. The board went down.
Oh, that's who's sleeping.
Yeah.
Hey.
Did
you mute the mic earlier?
Open
it back up?
Yeah, I opened back up because he woke. He wasn't making the noise no more. Then all of a sudden he went back.
Man.
Who is that?
I don't hear nothing but nothing sniffing.
No, it's Brother D.
You don't hear Brother D snoring over there?
Maybe Salty knocked him out after he
That's D snoring nutty.
That wasn't anything missing the bank while ago. I hear him now.
Eddie
got to
be crazy. He
done
muted the mic and opened it back up.
He wasn't making no more noise. I had to check to see if he woke up, man. I ain't want to leave him on mute if he is woke.
Man, shit. Hey, boy, Bob. Goddamn.
I know that Salty, and it's a hot ticket, but our buddy's Eddie again.